Oh, I got that fizz and all, huh? Look at that. Look at this.
Cheers.
Cheers, my brother.
Let's do another match.
Another great one. Hmm.
Our vibe, our tribe. Let's do this.
Dang right.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom.
What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast with your boys, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Wiki, wiki. We recently did a full-on audit of our site.
We did.
And we saw
SEO audit specifically.
Yes, SEO audit. And we had some issues. We had some issues. Yeah. So walk me through this. We used Ahrefs.
We did use Ahrefs. Uh-huh. And when I ran our site through Ahrefs, I found all sorts of little calamities.
Calamities, yes. Yeah. So Ahrefs, it was nice enough to give us the advice on how to fix these things, I believe,
yes,
right?
Yes, Ahrefs tells you, hey, look, this should be HTTPS, but you've got it as HTTP. Maybe go fix that. Hey, this link is porting to a 404 broken page. Maybe go fix that
one. No bueno.
Hey, yeah. This URL here is redirecting like four times before it gets to the final destination. Maybe that's something you can fix, right? And you go and fix all those things, and the next thing you know, your site actually ranks a little bit better and goes a little bit faster.
Like, so what? The point is, we should probably be paying attention. Everyone should be monitoring your SEO health, right?
Yes. If you should
you're
be
the SEO overlord over here, at least of the two of us.
Yeah, you should be monitoring your SEO health if SEO is important to you in your business.
Yes, definitely should. We get most of our new traffic through SEO, and it's fabulous because it's free traffic. But we position our content in a way where it's attractive to Google and you, the listener, if you came through SEO. Maybe. Yeah. So Ahrefs is hooking you up, though, because they still have their normal Ahrefs, which we highly recommend. We've still used to this day for years and years and years on end. Every other SEO expert that we've had on the show also uses it. Well, now they have a free version that is actually a thing that's going to monitor your website for its health, 100 SEO issues and more. Backlinks, like you'll know who's linking to you and all that stuff. There's opportunities for you to do stuff there. And then, of course, all the keywords that are ranking. For you can get this for free.
Yeah, it's free. Like, we talk about Ahrefs. We've been talking about Ahrefs forever. They now have a new thing called Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. You can find out about it over at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT. Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. It is a free version of Ahrefs. So go check this thing out. Best conversion rate you're going to get. Monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. Check out ahrefs.com/AWT.
Welcome back to another amazing episode of the Hustle and Flowchart podcast show. We're not really just a podcast these days. We're more than that.
I'd say we're more of a show that's also a podcast. Before, we were more of a podcast that kind of also became a show.
For sure. So, yeah, things have changed. But, yeah, we're enjoying some drinks. It's we record this the day after Thanksgiving. Just want to put a little timestamp there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we're going to go live sometime in December.
Yes.
That's the plan. And we have a lot of moving pieces and moving parts, you know, and we have a cool plan. So, we're going to finish the year strong. We're new on Lads, you know, the network. But, as you said, podcast is going strong. We got that.
Yep.
But we got big plans for 2022.
Yes,
going live and we got a fun stuff coming up here. What are we talking about today, Matt?
We've got a handful of topics we're going to talk about on this one. We're going to talk about a lot of metaverse stuff. A lot of movement in the metaverse lately. A lot of exciting stuff that we're jumping on board with and we're excited about.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the use of NFTs in online animated cartoons.
Production. Film, or not film, but it's more animated. But entertainment. That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of cool stuff happening, but yeah, we're talking to the team from Super Doge.
Yep.
And we have three of them on with us at once, and it got a little interesting because there was a lot going on in a short period of time. We didn't have a lot of time for the interview, so you'll get the gist of who's behind this, you know, Super Doge. But like, and definitely, it's like just launched too. Their first episode just went live. They have a new NFT that folks can mint
for free.
For free.
Yeah, so we'll make sure that alpha is dropped in this show.
That'd be
that. So when we actually interview them, they touch on how to do it, but we're actually, after the interview, we'll give a little bit more explanation on how to go get the NFT, because we've actually gone through the process now. We went and claimed our free NFT. So we'll give a little bit more of an in-depth explanation on how to get that NFT at the end of this episode after we re-roll the interview with those guys.
For sure. So that's to come for in a few minutes here. But yeah, let's dig into some cool stuff. So metaverse talk. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff has been happening this week. You know, the sandbox has been kind of the middle of a lot of that stuff. You know, you've been hearing on NFT Live, got to get a shout out to those guys because they've been talking about the release of the sandbox and gameplay coming up in just like a handful of days, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I think. We don't have it in front of us right now.
What date, let's look up when this alpha actually comes out so we can, or when the, yeah, when I say alpha, but like I'm confusing myself because it's the alpha version of the game,
right?
But it's also Intel, right? It's also the alpha that you're looking for as well. All right, play the alpha starting November 29th. So 26, 27, 28. So today, the day this episode is dropping, the alpha is available.
So this is probably old news to some of you, but if it's not old news, then go head over to the sandbox and go test it out. Hopefully you got access to some deeper gameplay. I know there was some, like if you're a landowner, you might have won the raffle. They had some other raffles, I think, going on.
Yeah, they said to get involved in the raffle and to be able to, so I think everybody can use three experiences. So pretty much anybody can get into the sandbox and play the sandbox with three experiences. The people that win the raffle, they get 15 experiences and they get some NFTs. And I think they get an allocation of sand coins to use inside of the game as well. Mm. So if you win the raffle, you get like this all access pass into sandbox. You get to do 15 different experiences, but pretty much anybody can get in and do the three experiences from my understanding.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, yeah. Open to everyone. You can access the Alpha Hub and three unique experiences to explore and interact with the sandbox community. So that is live today,
right now.
As of this episode going out, this is live right now. So if you can't get a hold of us, it's because we're hanging out in the sandbox right now.
you're gonna be doing sandbox. You'll be at the water park sandbox.
I'll be on my laptop while my kids are going down the water slide playing sandbox, and the kids will be like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm going down a water slide in the sandbox."
Cheers to that, buddy. Yeah, there's a reason why we're recording today. Yeah, Monday, Matt's gonna be splashing around his sandbox.
That's true. That's true. I'm gonna be at a water park in the winter. I'm gonna be at Great Wolf Lodge. You know. It's inside. This is a very exciting day. That's out, and we're pumped about that.
It's super exciting. So yeah, I mean, who knows what's gonna happen after that? Yeah. You know, sandbox, I'm imagining, is just going to go crazier.
And they say they're going to raffle off more ways for people to get into the full experience, the full 15 experiences. So far, it's only the raffle is only for landowners. They said if you watch their Discord and their Twitter, they will share some other ways that other people that aren't landowners could get in on the alpha and play more of these experiences in the game. So far, I've been keeping my eye on their Twitter and Discord, and I haven't seen the additional info yet. So we're still kind of keeping our eye out for when non-landowners, unfortunately, we missed we didn't miss the opportunity. We didn't see the opportunity at the right time, and now we're kind of priced out. So
for sure. It's all good. There's opportunities there. So it might be old news at this point on Monday. Yeah. Today.
Yeah.
But either way, go get your eyes on that because there's some cool stuff happening in the metaverse. All right. So other news. We have Decentraland. So this is another metaverse topic that came out. There's a land plot purchased for a record of $2.43 million worth. And that, I think it claimed to be what's going to be hosting fashion shows and commerce and stuff in the Decentraland's 3D environment. So
previous record before this was 913,000
in Decentraland. Yeah,
in Decentraland.
For sure. I mean, that's awesome. But, you know, real world case there. But also we have Axie Affinity, which this was, I think, as well, the same week. Yeah, within like a couple days of each other or so, it looks like. But that was going up really fast. Axie Infinity, someone bought some land for $2.48 million.
So which one won, Axie or Decentraland? So it looks like, so Decentraland 2.43, and this one was 2.48. So Axie slightly got outspent on their land?
I guess so. I mean, so I'm sure there's going to be a debate of who spent more money on, but I'm sure some whale's going to come in and say, like, $5 million, come on, let's solve this. But just, it's crazy. And then you have what, the Metaflower super yacht or super mega yacht. I mean, this one's
the sandbox.
Yeah, this is a sandbox.
This is three different metaverses now. So try to keep up. So we've talked about Decentraland. Somebody bought land for 2.4 something million. Uh-huh. We're talking about Axie Infinity. Somebody bought land for 2.4 something million. And now we're talking about the sandbox, which somebody just bought this yacht in the sandbox for $650,000.
This is rad. We're not going to play it now.
I just hope that we get invited to metaverse parties on this yacht.
I want to go on this yacht. I mean, it looks pretty cool. Is it big enough for us? I mean,
for $650,000, I sure as hell hope so.
We pack a party punch, man. I mean, I don't know. I'll float my helicopter down. There's two landing pads, one for each of us, Matt. I'll take the front. We bring the party. All right. We'll be bringing the party to the Metaflower soon. All right. Watch out.
If we're invited. Come on, Metaflower.
No. We will make our presence known. That's why we have helicopters in the metaverse, Matt. Do they sell those yet?
Probably.
Well, anything. I know we should own some helicopters so we can land and hijack the party on the Metaflower.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the sandbox, theoretically, you can make anything, right? You got the voxel editor. I'm sure somebody can make a helicopter in there. It's been done. I guarantee it.
Interesting. Well, we'll see what happens at the Meta Flower. But yeah, this is what, the third mega thing that's happening in just 1 week. And then, oh, wait, hold on. Adidas just showed up on scene. Yeah. So Adidas, well, I think it was like back to back. It was like Tuesday and Wednesday of last week or something like that. Mm-hmm. First one was Adidas confirmed that they just bought a bunch of land in the sandbox. And then also confirmed that they're doing some collaboration with Coinbase like the next day. And it was like, oh, yeah, no big deal. Mm-hmm. That's what caused sand to go surge in price. So that was cool. But just shows now there's massive brands going into the metaverse. Mm-hmm. Nike was already doing some stuff. I think I read back in like 2019, they started messing around with NFT type stuff, seeing this kind of coming. So it's just super rad. And I think Adidas, what they have something, the Adiverse, they're calling it.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Yeah. There we
and
go.
And then didn't Adidas also just partner up with OpenSea? I know they, maybe. No, not OpenSea, Coinbase.
Yes. Yeah. I said that. Yeah. So that's on the top here too.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like them partnering up with Coinbase, I don't think they've really shared too much details about what that coin, or what that.
Probably nothing.
Yeah. It's probably nothing. Mm. Probably nothing. We should probably all ignore that. But yeah, so Adidas, they're making some big moves. I think what really excites me about this, and you know, obviously the Nike thing as well, is how much more value does it bring to like buying a pair of shoes? Is if you can own that pair of shoes in the real world and then also own that pair of shoes in the metaverse. So you can wear the same exact kicks in the metaverse that you wear in real life. And then if the shoes ever like wear out or whatever, you don't want to wear them anymore, you still own the NFT. You still have proof that you owned that shoe at one time. You still have proof that you were a big enough baller to spend that kind of money shoes.
There's got to be like a rebuy thing of the physical version of the shoes. If you wear them out and you're like a proponent and you're like spreading the good word, if you have the NFT, it's like maybe you have the rights to get like multiple pairs of shoes.
But aren't shoes kind of like they drop and then once those shoes are sold out, a lot of times they don't remake them as much, and then they have like this rarity to them, kind of like NFTs, right?
So maybe there's other, maybe access to other shoes that get dropped in the physical plane, in the meatverse.
What do they call them? The people that are really into shoes, the shoe heads or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Our buddy Ivan.
Sneakerheads. Yeah, I'm not a sneakerhead. I don't know anything about shoes, so I'm talking out of my ass completely.
Totally.
But I really see these implications, and we're going to be talking to the founders of MetaFactory pretty soon on the show. But I really love these implications of tying like merch in the real world to NFTs in the metaverse so that you can actually dress the same way in the metaverse as you would in real life. I just think that's really, really cool, because now you can have like, I mean, you always kind of could, but it's getting to this place where people all have these two worlds, right? They have their meat space world that they live in with with their family and friends and stuff. And then they have the metaverse world that they're going to live in. And some people are going to live in multiple metaverses. I have a theory that there's going to eventually be kind of one metaverse that
bridges
that you know is sort of the main one that everybody kind of jumps into and gets involved in at some point. I don't know if it's something that exists yet, or if it's something that's yet to exist, or if it's an evolution of something that we'll see. But I do think there's going to be kind of like that Blu-ray versus HD DVD thing, where one's got to kind of win out, and most people are going to spend their time there. I don't know which one that's going to be, but people are going to have their two lives, right? They're going to have their virtual life and they're going to have their real world life. And in their virtual life, they can dress cooler than they do in real life. They can have more friends and be more popular than they were in cool life. You can live out your high school fantasies of being popular finally in the virtual reality world.
I could be like a cool jock. I could be the quarterback, the superstar of the high school.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be that guy, though. That guy was an asshole.
Yeah.
He's a douchebag.
You could be the nerd in the metaverse who goes around and beats up jocks.
Ooh, now we're talking.
Yeah, learn kung fu in the metaverse.
That went off the rails, but...
People who listen to Hustle and Flowchart for a while know that we have a tendency to go off the rails.
Bingo.
We're finding our flow on Lad City, which is kind of the flow we've always had on Hustle and Flowchart.
As it should be. Yeah. So here's another one. This is Upland, a whole another metaverse. This one, we're still kind of figuring out. It's interesting. Fast Company is now recognizing them. Obviously, big publication in the meatverse, in the meat space. But, you know, it's good. So, Upland, we don't totally get everything, but it is applied to... I mean, we don't.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, we've been... They actually did, partner with the NFLPA. I did notice that. So, they're starting to get some of that recognition, partnerships. It's always a good thing. You can sign up. I believe you get, like, a little bonus thing, so you can potentially buy land with it.
Mm-hmm.
You got more than I did, and we signed up around the same time, so I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah,
you could buy land, and I can't. I'm like, what's up with this?
Yeah, when I signed up, I got, like, 20,000 UPX credits, and you got, what?
6,000.
Yeah. And so I went and bought a house inside of... They're not a house, a property inside of it, and then went, I don't get what to do next, and then I logged out. So I don't totally get it yet, but... Upland seems to me like it could be one of those potential airdrop candidates.
Bingo.
I don't know for sure. Not saying that it's going to happen.
If you're not in on the airdrops, you got to get on the airdrops.
But just I do feel like you can get into Upland. You can play it for free. You don't have to spend any real money. They do give you like a visa, and you have to renew your visa like
every
by essentially logging in once every 7 days. But that's about it, right? Yeah. You just got to open the website again once every 7 days to renew your visa.
Yeah.
There's also games that I don't totally get yet that you can play. But Upland could be something that they just start dropping coins on people. And
claims it's an NFT metaverse mapped over the real world. And that's the case. It's kind of cool. You can buy like an address in the physical plane, you know, the real world. It's not in every city right now.
Well, and there is an in-game currency. It's the UPX currency. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look on CoinMarketCap or CoinGecko or whatever, there's no like value to it yet. It's just a purely in-game currency. It's not like an ERC-20 token or anything like that yet that I can tell.
Right.
But if they're building this to be like an on blockchain, eventually decentralized game, those coins at some point will probably have some value as well. So,
yeah.
You know, it makes sense to go and try to figure this game out and maybe learn how to earn some of these coins, because you have that potential of those coins maybe having real world value one day. Not saying for sure they will. We mm-hmm. don't know, but they might. And then there's also that potential for the airdrop. So we're getting in and we're messing around with Upland going,
it's different.
Who knows what this will turn into? Hey, it's 420.
Ah!
We don't have our bags with
us. Do we just high five for that? Yeah,
we high five.
Ah!
Bottom. Shh. Oh, wait. I'm not allowed to hit the table.
Yeah, our camera's probably sideways now. hopefully you see it still. Yeah, so Upland's rad because of everything you just said. And I do like that real world aspect, the fact that you can pin it onto an address.
Yeah.
Like any popular city. It's like if you get...
I can't afford my own damn property in the Upland, though.
Is it even available to purchase?
No, I looked at our neighborhood. It wasn't like one of the houses that
I don't think like San Diego in general or like there's a lot of cities that aren't available, but I probably
wouldn't be able to afford it if it was.
Now with free money,
I don't have enough Upland money yet.
Yes. Well, something to take a look at if you're interested in all this Upland. Might as well sign up. Yeah, maybe we'll get an airdrop. Who knows? Do we cover everything? I think so. That's all of our metaverse topics. Let's transition into the guys we brought on the show today.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool. But also let's give a shout out to everything else that's going on. So if you're not in our Discord, you got to get in our Discord. That's the Hustle and Flowchart Island. It's over at hustleandflowchart.com/Discord. That's where we're hanging out. We got a whole bunch of cool people in there talking about, we have some business marketing talk, you know, from the previous Hustle and Flowchart topics and stuff, but we also have a ton of Web3, all the stuff we're chatting about here. Mm-hmm. It's all in one place. So hustleandflowchart.com/Discord. And also, it'd be remiss to say, talk about the lads, mm-hmm. Lad City, OVOT.
Yes.
I don't know if
you're not tuning in.
Are there hand signals for that?
I'm still learning. I bet you we can make one. It'll just be like throwing up gang signs all the time, but we can make one, I'm sure.
We got to work on that.
But yeah, make sure you're tuning in to NFT Live and Fun Uncle and the Nifty Q Show and Art Start Now and all of the amazing shows that are available over on Lad City. It literally is where we get most of our alpha.
For sure.
So those guys are teaching us so much.
We
watch every single episode of NFT Live ourselves. We watch every single episode of Fun Uncle ourselves. We're discovering more and more of the shows in the network, and we're starting to go down those rabbit holes because those are some smart mofos and we love learning from them. And make sure you're checking out those shows if you're not. But let's talk about some Super Doge.
All right. So lads, go find them on YouTube. It's probably the best place. So Lad City.
Yes.
All right. Super Doge. So these guys were introduced to us by Mr. Jason Moffitt.
Yes.
So a lot of y'all listening probably know him from, you know, marketing days way back in the day. We've known the guy for probably almost 10 years.
Yeah, we actually learned the story of how Jason Moffitt met the guy. And we were sworn to secrecy, but let's tell the story. No, I'm just kidding. We're not really going to do it. It was a fun story, though.
It was great. So, all right. So we're bringing on the Super Doge team because these guys, they were introduced to us by Jason. Mm-hmm. Adam was rad to do this last minute interview. But really, Super Doge launched already. So you can get yourself a free NFT.
Yeah. Episode one is out.
That too. Yeah. So let's talk about this briefly. Super Doge. This is a team of writers, actors, directors, producers from Hollywood and all sorts of places. These guys have like crazy backgrounds, MIT, Stanford, probably some other ones, USC, mm-hmm. film school, like crazy backgrounds. Adam, the guy that was introduced, he's part of the Super Doge team. He's one of the writers. He's been doing animated films and stuff in Hollywood since the early 90s. Mm-hmm. Like, dude's got a crazy record. They're all on IMDb. So what they did with Super Doge is they're creating these NFT animated series. So I think it's weekly. Mm-hmm. They're dropping these episodes. This first one's about maybe 3-ish minutes or so. And it's all fun. Like, it's kind of bringing the whole Doge coin stuff, you know, all the whole Doge things, the meme coins. But they're building these like fun educational type of just funny things, you know, that are out there animated.
And you can collect the NFTs of the characters in the game.
Yeah.
And if over time that you collect all of the NFTs, you're going to get a very exclusive NFT just for people who manage to collect all of the characters. And you can actually collect the characters for free mm-hmm. by just kind of going through a handful of steps, which we'll actually map out after we chat with them. So make sure you stick around for that. But you know what we should do? Let's jump over to the interview with them.
All right, we got the Super Doge team here. How you guys doing, man?
Awesome.
Yeah, we got a gang here. So this is the first time we have a whole bunch of people, but Super Doge, you got some interesting stuff happening and dropping. I think, what, December 1st is when you're kind of putting out the first run of NFTs, right?
November 30th, December 1st is the first NFT drop, which is going to be accompanied by a rookie card for the top wallet holders, a Super Doge rookie card, and then the generative 10,000 NFT series. First one of several that we have planned.
Well, let's start by getting like a grand overview of what Super Doge is, what you're trying to accomplish, you know, maybe break down some of the elements, because I know there's a Super Doge coin, there's NFTs, there's animated videos in the mix. Can you just sort of break down the high level? What does this project look like?
Cool. I'll jump in for a sec. All right. So we're the writing team basically for the Super Doge animated series. Super Doge started, there's a pre-birth, but it really started as a charity coin sort of answer to the various Doge coins. So it was a Doge coin where 2% of every transaction automatically on blockchain goes to a series of three charities, which changes every 3 months. The member, you know, anyone who owns a coin gets to vote. So in our first couple of months, we've donated over $400,000, which is astonishing. I wasn't on the call, but I know one of the charities, which I think is the Water Charity, were in tears because they'd never gotten so much money so fast. 2% of every transaction gets burned, makes it deflationary. 2% goes to charity. And so it started out as a charity coin with the Super Doge, and the idea is that Super Doge was going to help save the world. And then I believe it was Alex said, hey, if we're doing Super Doge as this character who's saving the world, maybe we should have like an animated series on it, you know? And so it became...
And maybe we should use Adam Gillett, who has deep experience in the field, on it.
Yeah, right. From animation and comedy, and Alex has worked in comedy, and Ted's a director and an actor, and there's so much talent, it's stupid. And it's exciting. But the idea was, hey, let's actually create something with this. So we put our heads together, and now it's not only a coin and not only an NFT series, which is a whole series of NFT drops, but it's an animated series. And it's the first real animated series that's kind of a spoof South Park, take a look at what's happening in the crypto world. So it's super fun. So that's where we are now. We're a coin. We're not just a coin. We're a crypto show in Teddy's immortal lyrics, which are saving the world from fiat control.
Yeah, I mean, the way you guys describe yourself, well, on the side is you're an entertainment and media-based blockchain technology project. I was like, that's
not
rad.
Enough words. We need more
not
words.
Words. Not enough words. Not enough. That was pretty good.
Yeah, oh, dessert topping. Dessert topping.
I like it. I like it. Well, your guys' backgrounds are crazy. Yeah, writers, producers, you know, directors, actors. I mean, like crazy. All of y'all. I mean, have you guys worked together on projects before, or is this kind of a new collaboration that you're coming together on?
Do we dare tell them?
I mean, we are part. We share a common interest in a media entertainment technology men's group. That's actually how we first met. So media entertainment technology. I mean, this is all of it combined in one project. So it was kind of a natural fit for us.
It's a fancy way of saying steam room, but yeah. Yeah, so we belong to an entrepreneurial group that specializes mm-hmm. in media entertainment technology. We became friends. Teddy runs actually a specialized circle on NFTs mm-hmm. and crypto. So we all got to know each other over this year. And when this popped up, it was just a natural friendship and confluence.
Thank you, lockdown.
Right?
That sort of accelerated a lot of what's going on in this space, didn't it? But so can you break down the team and a little bit of each person's background just to kind of show the power behind this project? Because I know you've got this all-star team building this thing. So who is the team?
And my specialty, usually my specialty is to break up the theme, or at least make them break up.
Ooh, interesting.
But English is, I was born in Romania. English is like my fourth or fifth language. So I only learned through making puns. So I'm essentially a random groan generator in the group.
I love it.
And so that helps. I was a child actor. Then I went to MIT for physics. And then I went to USC for film, and I've been working in film for a while. And I think that this is, you'll find this group is very ambidextrous, left brain, right brain. And I think that's the space that we're inhabiting, the ability to have fun on the blockchain, off the chain, off the block, on the block, on the chain. That's just me.
Yeah.
For me, I was that kid after school who didn't play sports. Instead, I made movies, and I haven't stopped since then. My most famous being a film that broke Burning Man called Oh, the Places You'll Go at Burning Man.
Oh, I've seen that.
Oh, nice. You've seen it? Sweet.
Yeah.
That was me.
Nice.
And I've been basically living in Hollywood, running an agency production company. So I do a lot of content for music festivals, technology companies. And then this is like the perfect sort of thing, because I have a huge, huge passion for crypto. Started buying Bitcoin in 2013, and so this is just like mostly being a part of this group, honestly, is because of the people in it. Just like we're talking about, I just respect this team, and our creator of this coin, we'll just call him Satoshi. He's just a brilliant technologist, and we have a great team that it's just, it's, we're all putting our hearts into it, and we're doing it for the charities, we're doing it for fun. And we're doing it just to create an impact on the Doge sphere out there.
Yeah, it's good. And there's other, and our team of advisors is also pretty amazing too. Harvard folks and other brilliant young people around the world. We're kind of the core writing team, the three of us, and kind of co-directing as well, because there's lots of good notes. My background is technology and culture at Stanford. I did my PhD work there. But really, as a writer, I just wanted to write in Hollywood. And I don't know if you guys know the story. I think I told Alex, my advisor, when I passed my exams, my PhD exams, took me by the shoulder and he goes, Adam, you're funny. You're happy. Get out of here. Everyone's miserable. Go to Hollywood. I did. And, I've written over 20 animated shows, did a few animated movies, Disney and Hanna-Barbera, if anyone remembers that.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of movies, social issue, various stuff, but ran National Lampoon Radio. So a lot of background in comedy, just like Alex, and love directing like Teddy. And so it's really like a group thing. Like we're just in there developing it together. And we brought in some really cool voice talent as well, using influencers from the crypto world. So do you guys know Crypto Wendy?
No.
You know who she is? Really, no. She's like one of the influencers on TikTok and YouTube, and she's amazing. We just had a recording session, and she was like, I'm so nervous, and she blew us away. I mean, she was amazing. So part of, you know, what we're creating a commentary on the crypto world. So we'll be bringing in other influencers, and we make fun of everybody and everything in the crypto world.
Adam, the exact same thing happened to me. I never told you. My professor of film at MIT, who's now at USC at Annenberg, took me by the shoulder and said, you're the best film student who ever walked the halls of MIT, and that means nothing. So go to a place where it means something.
Yeah, that's quite the change, Alex, from MIT to that, and yeah, to film. You're like, what were you doing at MIT?
Physics, with a little bit of classical, you know, music, French, and
you know,
and,
the usual.
But
yeah.
But it was. I was always, and I think this is a characteristic of all of us, Teddy in particular, I'm sure. I was always going between left brain and right brain. So I was a child actor in communist Romania, which in itself is, I like to describe my childhood as all that jazz, if you remember the Bob Fosse movie and a Broadway play, behind the Iron Curtain with guns. So by the time the Berlin Wall, the Cold War ended or transformed, and we were all enjoying freedom, I took the opportunity and came to the States.
His autobiography is called All That Mazurka.
All That Mazurka, yeah. All that Mazurka.
So, yeah. Back to Superdoge. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's dig into the NFT about it, behind it a little bit. So the NFT that Is the NFT available now? Can people purchase an NFT for Super Doge?
They can just whitelist. They can whitelist by people ask me in the street and I just say I have my trademark line, which is shut up and scan me. And no one has complained. People just take out their phones with a flummoxed expression and they just scan me. So this will whitelist you. Our Discord is pretty good in numbers. We've grown tremendously in the last month. And we have a typical 10,000 generative drop. It's not available yet. You can register, you can whitelist for it, and it's going to drop on December the 1st. Well, depending on what time zone you are in, it might be November 30th.
Yeah, the first round. So you can go to superdoge.io. By the way, if you own the coin, obviously, the more coin you own, the more drops you get. I don't have the exact numbers. Do you guys have that?
It's the top 100, I think. I'm going to show it. I just got my rookie card dropped.
Oh, nice. Yes. Oh. The first cards have dropped.
That's the reward. That's a special card that has unlocking powers and multiplying powers for the pre-drop. It's kind of a, you know what I'm saying. It's a bit of a governance card.
Mm-hmm. So if you own the Super Doge tokens right now, just by having some of those in your wallet, you get the airdrop, or do you have to be in the Discord? How does that work?
If you own Super Doge right now and you were in the top 100 wallets, I don't know exactly the number. I think it's top 100.
So that's the rookie card, and that's exactly
that's
what's
the rookie
getting,
card, yeah.
And that's what's dropping on the 1st of December. Gotcha.
No. That's already dropped for the top 100 wallets.
Oh, okay.
Got it. That's top 100. Yep.
That's the governance card that gives you, you know, privileges. And then on the drop itself, we're dropping Super Doge. I'll dig up one of the, because you know it's one of those typical NFT drops where you have features and rarity and all that stuff, and it changes and it generates randomly at minting.
By the way, we should mention, if anyone's interested, the coin is up about 1,000% this month.
Ooh,
so dude. And that's in anticipation of everything that's coming, which is, by the way, 1,000 today. You know, could be 2,000 tomorrow, could be 10. But
yeah,
that's in anticipation, I think, of the first episode coming out and the NFT drops. There's a lot of anticipation. It's been a few months building, and so very, very exciting time for us.
Nice. Are there any sort of additional utilities built into holding the NFTs? I know you've got the rookie card, that's your governance NFT. So I'm assuming that's going to get you some sort of voting rights in the future for the direction of the company. What about the future NFT drops? Do those have additional utility as well?
Yes, there is. It's a very well thought through plan that depending on the rookie card and other activities, the second NFT to drop, and I believe you can find all the info at superdoge.io, is going to be Lemmy, the wise female dog, which when I learned English was called something else that I then learned when I came to this country you can't use. Yep. But she's going to be the second NFT to drop. And then there is and I don't want to quote out of school, but there's a way to farm Super Doge that will then earn you the right to mint the third NFT, which is the coolest, is Hollywood. He is a Russian dog who went to KGB obedience school. He believes he has chance to make great career impact, like Liam Neeson. I have a unique set of
So Hollywood's coming. I'm looking at the roadmap right now. So it looks like, yeah, the first one's dropping on what, Q1 of 2020, or that second NFT drop.
2022.
And then, was last year. Yeah. And then Q2 is when Hollywood drops, 2022. Right on. Yeah, Super Doge on the website. You have a freaking sick looking roadmap. I mean, everything's super clear. So go check it out. Superdoge.io.
By the way, we have the voices. I don't know if we're giving anything away, but you'll never guess who the voice of Hollywood is Alex Rotaru. And Ted is the voice of Super Doge himself.
Super Doge, at your service.
Well, Ted, tell us about the actual drop. Like, so the first episode, I know you're editing away on a deadline right now, so we're taking you away from it.
Yeah. Well, the first episode is actually, the pilot, I would say, is split into two episodes. We wanted to make it bite-sized, TikTok-able, social media-able. Let's see, without giving away too much, it's a fun episode. The villain is an NFT mad scientist that's minting people into NFTs. And so Satoshi summons the pack to save humanity from being turned into an NFT. Or I wouldn't say humanity, I would say animal manity. It's just they're in Fiat City, where the Fiat cats, aka the fat cats, are sort of controlling the environment. And the only way for people to keep their freedom is to be on chain, or to to have the SuperDoge team allow prevent total control from the Fat Cats. So we don't really see the head honcho villain, which is like the head Fat Cat. This is one of his minions, and it's an epic, massive battle. There's a lot of fun characters that you'll recognize in it, and yeah, it's a two-part pilot.
Yeah, other characters from the crypto universe.
Yes, it's a nod to like some of the NFTs that you know and love, and then we're also doing in future episodes nods to celebrities that you know and love who are in the space as well, just spoofing everybody.
Is the drop date public? Do we know what day that the first episode comes out?
Yeah. A couple days.
It's coming out in a couple of days. Okay, so it's probably out by the time that this episode's released then, right? This is out on Monday, so very solid. Cool. So it should be already live. So if it is live, we'll make sure it's linked up for everybody to check out. Are there any other specific dates that we should know about? So we know December 1st is when the NFT drops. Anything else, any other dates to mark on the calendar to be aware for what's coming?
We're going to attempt to the best of Teddy's ability to have an episode every 2 weeks. Six episodes, six pilot episodes, pilot series, miniseries, and a couple of supplemental pieces of content that we're having fun with. If you've seen Between Two Ferns or Comic-Con tidbits with the Avengers talking about who's sexiest, or Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt talking about bad breath and boners and all sorts of very high-level, sophisticated cultural. And so those will be dropped over, every couple of weeks. And then, we hope we'll be able to blackmail a Hollywood exec into picking us up for Adult Swim or something.
Comedy Central, if you're listening.
Yeah.
We got a series for you.
We'll make sure they're listening. What's the game plan?
Well, it's interesting. We've all worked in television. All of us have worked in television and film. And, the traditional way of thinking is, of course, get a series on Comedy Central or, Saturday night. And maybe we don't even need it. But, it's where we're heading. We'd like to have a series on television. But the way things are going, more people watch TikTok than TV. And that's where the people are.
I'm huge on TikTok. I have 16 accounts, all canceled.
You're doing it right then. Yeah, you got to follow one of your accounts, Alex, when you're back. Yeah. Sounds fun.
Anyway, yeah. So that's the plan. So we can generate animation. We can generate shorts. We can generate these funny little sort of spoof things that we like to do. We like to make fun of big personalities. Someone like Jake or Logan Paul may or may not be Jake or Logan Paul. Somebody like Elon Musk, maybe somebody not Elon Musk, maybe Elon Musk. So
and definitely Bill Gates.
And definitely Bill Gates. which is really fun. But basically whatever's happening in the crypto world, we can churn out. We're gonna churn out satire as it comes. So staying in the public eye and then getting to TV and
giving away a ton of money in the process too.
Giving away money to charity. And I do want to say one important thing in the back of our minds or in the front of our minds is that a lot of people are new to crypto still, and crypto is very intimidating and technical. So one of our goals is to educate people about the crypto world while they can laugh and have fun. So that's like, if we did get picked up by a studio or something like that, I think that would be one of the most important things for us to keep in mind. It's like, how can we make it fun to learn about crypto? Because crypto is here to stay.
Right. Because ignorance is bliss, but it can also be funny.
It can also be expensive.
Yeah. Very expensive. Yeah.
Like, where
but, you know,
am
if you
I
can get a laugh it? Out of them, you might as well. No, this is, I like it because there needs to be a bridge and you got to do with humor, fun, have fun with this. That's the whole point of this thing. So yeah, you're kind of flipping the switch in the minds of a lot of people, which, I think you got a great mission here, and then you're giving back in the process too, having a good time.
Yeah, it's really nice.
What's the last thing?
We like to think of it as literally making fun. We are having fun making fun.
Oh, I love that.
That's like the best business, right? I mean, what else do you need, man? So tell me about the Doge. What is it? The Doge Pound? What's the club? Like, so once you're in there,
The Doge Pack, if you pronounce it just right, sounds like douchebag. But it's a little bit like I only know about it bare bones, no bone intended. It's a bit like Metaverse for the top holders. But I don't know that the lid has come off of that. But yes, we do have I think the Doge pack is only referring to the creators and the number of people, boys and girls, who are men and women who are working on the show itself. But I believe the Doge house is going to be separate for the top token holders and something you can gain entry to by the usual ownership and participation mechanisms.
Cool. Yeah, it looks like they have voting power to kind of the direction of the story and some of the stuff that's going to get developed. So it's kind of getting interactive with the development.
Yeah, it'll be an exclusive portal. And we have games that are being polished right now that you can play. I mean, it's just a backdoor community that's exclusive. Because, you know, scarcity is what drives this crypto world. We got to make it cool. And we do intend on, like, for example, we could have a bunch of different episode ideas, and then you could vote on which one you think you want to see, and then we'll go ahead and write it and make it. So, yeah, we're still figuring that out, though, because right now...
And there may be opportunity for voice, you know, people who, you know, to do voice in various animations with us. Come out to Hollywood. Record at studios. So it's the beginning of a very interesting world. We're very, very open to just creativity and fun, obviously. Yeah, and creating a really powerful community that, again, behind everything, like Teddy said, you know, we're also educating as we go in a funny kind of way and supporting our charities, which makes our mothers proud. Because my mother has no idea what we're doing, does not understand.
They never will.
Nope. Never will. We're giving to charity, Mom. We're giving to charity. Okay.
Yeah, that's all you got to know. Doing good for the world here and having fun. Whatever.
Love it.
No, it's cool what you're doing, and you're leveraging some really cool technology to raise a bunch of money fast and create stuff quickly and get it out to the world. So, and educate people at the same time. So, it's rad. Super Doge. Superdoge.io. Check it out. All right, guys. Appreciate your time. Get back to work, Teddy. I want to see that episode, man.
Can we? Until episode two, you guys, you can see episode, now that you're listening to this, you can see episode one now, but episode two, it gets pretty nuts.
Awesome.
But we should tell you that, and you may not want to share this with your audience or who knows, as we were brainstorming, we were thinking, okay, so what's the super weapon? What's the thing? And of course we were riffing off the Avengers a lot, and because what else? And Super Doge's secret weapon is the Infinity Bone.
Which is also Alex's Tinder name, by the way.
So anyway, it's something that Satoshi gives him. So Hollywood refers to the Doge pack affectionately as the Infinity Bonus.
The Infinity Bonus.
Which, as you can see, we are trying to out Ren and Stimpy. Yes. SpongeBob.
Yeah. I think you'll do it.
It's a fun project. It's exciting. I can't wait to see the first two videos rolling out. It's going to be awesome. So superdoge.io is the site. And I'm imagining Twitter, Discord, all that you can find from superdoge.io.
Sure.
Awesome.
Sure. And the coin is pumping, which is a good thing.
Heck yeah. Let's keep it going. All right, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Super Doge. All right, we need a cheers to that. Cheers to that. Fun little project there.
Yeah.
So go check out the episode after we're done here.
Yeah.
But the link, yeah, well, I don't know. We'll link it up somewhere.
Yeah. And we did some more digging, and we did some more chatting with the guys after we recorded. And there was a few things that I feel like maybe got missed a little bit or lost a little bit in the conversation. So I wanted to break down a few extra little things. So they are doing free NFTs. And the way the free NFTs work is every time a new episode gets released, there's a free NFT that goes along with that episode. So the first NFT is this dude... here. What's his name?
This is Super Doge, I believe.
Yeah, Super Doge. Right. Yeah. Well, the main character.
It's the dude.
So if you're minting the first free NFT, you're minting the main character, the Super Doge dude. So that's the free mint today.
You can see all angles.
Yeah, there you go. So that's the first free mint, because the first episode is now live. You can watch it on their YouTube. And to get that free NFT, you basically come to their website, you click on mint a free NFT. It will bring you to this little thing here where you will sign up. And then you basically can sign up with your email, create an account. And then once you create an account, there's a page that gives you a checklist of things to do. So the things are like retweet this tweet, join our Discord, upvote this post on Reddit. It's just like quick stuff that you can do on various social media accounts. If you do all of that stuff, then they give you enough of their like reward points, mm-hmm. and then you can use those reward points to buy your NFT, yep. right? And so you go into their little marketplace inside of this little app here, and you can purchase the NFT right from within there. And then at the moment, as of recording this, you can't actually transfer the NFT into your wallet. They're just kind of holding it for mm-hmm. you. At some point, they're going to have a mechanism where you can actually pull the NFT out and transfer it into your own wallet. So that's really the breakdown of how you mm-hmm. go and get these NFTs. And there is a, like I said, there's a free one with each new episode. But the deal is, if you collect all of these NFTs from each episode, if you get the whole collection after the first season's out, you actually get an exclusive NFT just for people who manage to get every single one. So you're going to want to get in there, and you're going to want to try to get each one of these NFTs, because there's going to be a much more exclusive NFT for people that hold them all. And then you're into the system.
Yeah, you're in the system, and these are the heroes or the NFTs that they're launching, you know, at the different dates. So the first one, I think, is Super Doge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's coming out on the 1st, I believe it is. Let's go back down here. Yeah, so December 1st is going to be one of their drops coming out, they're talking about. So yeah, that's not to be confused with the episode NFTs.
Yeah, so there's NFTs going on here. Yep. You've got your free mint, which is one per new episode that comes out, where if you collect them all, you get another exclusive mint. And then they have their NFTs that look like they're more of the like generative art, where each mm-hmm. one's a little bit different. And yeah. that's going to be one where it's going to be more of a traditional minting process, like what you're used to.
For sure. Yeah. So cool thing. I mean, I love what they're doing here. Charity, like they mentioned, they were giving away a ton of money. And we actually were just looking at, they have a little ticker on the top right of their website, and they've donated, basically we did the conversion, and what are we looking at? Almost $500,000. Oops, wrong one. $500,000 or so they've already given away on the back of this to charity. So it's like, it's really cool what they're doing. It's mm-hmm. super fun. Cool people. You saw like fun personalities, great guys, and entertaining project, but it's actually educational as well. Mm. And I think they have connections, obviously, to a lot of bigger things. So maybe Cartoon Network or some other thing will pick them up, or like, I don't know, maybe they don't even need them, like YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool for awareness in the space. I think it could be really good.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a way to get involved right now.
I mean, these days YouTubers get more downloads yeah. than like any single TV show, what like the bigger YouTube sure. channels, right? So I almost feel like there's bigger potential on YouTube than there is on getting it on network TV. But you know, I get that there's that credibility additional sure. sort of value mainstream. To getting it mainstream on television as well. So really, really exciting stuff for Super Doge. We both claimed our free NFTs. We'll mm-hmm. most likely be grabbing some of their generative NFTs that come out. We're excited about the project. I think the for team sure. behind it is freaking rock stars.
They're fun too. Yeah, good guys. So I think that's it. Is that all we got?
That's all we got for today.
The episode, y'all. So again, reminder, join our Discord, hustleandflowchart.com/Discord. You can go hang out with us. Go check us out on the lads. I'm sure you're probably seeing us. Hit the subscribe button as I hit my cord. Hit the subscribe button, all that fun stuff, wherever you're at. If you're on the podcast, go share it around.
Yeah.
Thank you. Whatever. Are there anything?
No,
am I missing anything?
Mondays at 1 p.m. Maybe next week's will be live. Maybe it won't. We're still trying to figure it out. We're still trying to get our setup set up. Dialed in.
But either way, it's going to be good. It's getting better. We're finding our place here, our rhythm. And I think this is more of the style that we're going to be rolling with right here.
Yeah, I think yeah, so. This is much more fun.
Being a bunch of degenerates, right?
Being a bunch of degenerates.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into that episode. I hope you dug it. I know Joe and I dug it. I actually kicked Joe out of the room. He's not here right now because I wanted to tell you about a tool that I really, really dig. We use it in our business. We recommend it all the time. It's called Easy Webinar, and it's a tool that lets you do live webinars, automated webinars, hybrid webinars, and you know, pretty much any other kind of webinar, if there are other kinds of webinars. But anyway, this tool is kind of like your all-in-one, do-it-all tool for anything webinar-related. It's Easy Webinar. It's put out by a dude named Casey Zeman. He's been on the podcast. If you haven't listened to that episode, it's a killer episode. He's a really smart dude, but his software is amazing. It does everything. It's, you know, the title tells you exactly what it does. It's an easy webinar platform. And we use this in our business to run automated webinars all the time. We don't do a lot of live webinars these days. We like to do the kind of automated webinars where somebody can register and then it, you know, they can either watch it like 15 minutes later or they can watch it the next day, but it's just kind of always running. And it's a system that helps us make autopilot sales off of our webinars. Super cool tool. If you haven't tried it yet, you know, it's an amazing tool. And Casey is actually hooking you up. He said for listeners of Hustle and Flowchart, I can't believe he's doing this, but he said for listeners of the Hustle and Flowchart podcast, he's giving 25% off of the membership to use EasyWebinar. It's already super, super inexpensive for what it does and all the cool features it has, but he's hooking you up with 25% off because you're a listener of Hustle and Flowchart. Go to easywebinar.com/hustle. That's where you can get that 25% off discount. That's easywebinar.com/hustle. It's a awesome tool. You're going to dig it. So just go grab it. Check it out. easywebinar.com/hustle. See ya. No, not see ya. You'll hear me in the next show. I don't know. I don't know how to close these things. Go get Easy Webinar. Talk to you later.